Radio 191 FM podcast.
Mr. Speaker,
let's go.
Absolutely, we always take something away from every meeting we have.
John, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Yes, good to be back and doing the political roundup. And on today's political roundup, doctors versus the district health boards, high rents in Dunedin, and nationalist protests in Greece. So first of all, junior doctors are currently taking industrial action against the district health boards. Now, the district health boards are those little bodies that run all the public hospitals throughout the country. And last week, the junior doctors just finished a 48-hour strike. The union representing the striking doctors, the Resident Doctors Association, has accused the district health boards of attempting to undermine the working conditions of their members. Now, perhaps the most interesting and confusing dimension of the strike is the fact that junior doctors are split between two competing unions that don't like each other particularly much. The main union representing junior doctors, the Residents Doctors Association, is not a member of the Council of Trade Unions. Now, the Council of Trade Unions is the umbrella organisation that most unions in New Zealand are part of. A smaller rival union, the Specialty Trainees of New Zealand, have already settled a multi-employer collective agreement with DHBs last year. Now, political commentator Chris Trotter has been particularly harsh on this rival union set up by the CTU, and he has accused this rival union of acting in an underhand way against the main union representing junior doctors. Trotter claims that the rival union has been formed by the Council of Trade Unions to poach members from the Residents Doctors Association. And just to stress again, it's the Resident Doctors Association that are currently carrying out strike action. The CTU is apparently deeply unhappy having a non-CTU union representing workers in the public health sector. Now on to some more local news. OUSA is campaigning against high rents. OUSA President James Heath has said that rises in rental prices are a concern, particularly given the daily financial challenges students face. Now, at the moment, apparently average rental prices are $400 or more, and this represents a record high for rental prices in the city. The Student Association is wanting to highlight the issue of high rents in Dunedin as the city heads into a local body election year. However, the ability for local government to affect rental prices is very limited, and lobbying central government would arguably be a more effective strategy. Nonetheless, OUSA's campaign against high rents should be welcomed by university students in Dunedin. And finally, what's in a name? Apparently quite a lot, according to thousands of militant protesters in Greece who are deeply unhappy with the Greek government's deal with the country of Macedonia on changing its name. The deal would see Greece's northern neighbour, Macedonia, rename itself as the Republic of North Macedonia. All seems rather inoffensive. However, the name Macedonia is sensitive for many Greeks who say it implies a claim on the Greek province of the same name. Greece has argued that its northern neighbour's use of the name Macedonia amounts to cultural appropriation. So a bit of woke politics on the international scene there. And that's your political roundup for today.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate your time and also your conciseness this morning. Got a lot of things to do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks very much.
All right. See you, Chris.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.